Today, the first one up who will be facing a confirmation hearing on Capitol Hill is former Senator Tom Daschle, who's up for Secretary of Health and Human Services. Many expect Daschle, a former Senate Majority Leader, to get confirmed. So what's the job he's inheriting and how will he approach it? Len Nichols has some thoughts on that. He's the director of the Health Policy Program at the New America Foundation, and he joins us from Arlington, Virginia. Good morning, Len.
Good morning, Adora.
So what is this new role? Not only is he up for Secretary of Health and Human Services, but also something that President-elect Barack Obama is calling the director of the new White House Office on Health Reform.
Well, it's proof that Senator Daschle is the right fellow for this job, because not only was he a former senator, and therefore he understands the Senate and he understands the cabinet relationship to the Senate from the secretary's position, but he understands that being in the White House simultaneously is essential to making it clear to the world he speaks with one voice, that he is the appropriate administration spokesperson on health care. And that's a big lesson from 1993-94, when they had too many cooks in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. And Len, clearly the senator has many, many thoughts on health care. He wrote a book this year called Critical, What We Can Do About the Health Care Crisis, and some called his ideas radical, others call them reform-minded. I mean, he's talking about creating a federal health board that's essentially modeled after the Federal Reserve System.
Well, that's right, and I think it's interesting he used the word radical and reform in the same sentence. Indeed, he calls his book Critical. The truth is, we can't fix our healthcare system unless we take some very big steps. We need to move a couple of business models off the horizon and improve upon them. And to do that, to make those kinds of big changes, you're going to have to move some big pieces around. But I think it's fair to say his book reflects a lot of received wisdom. It's actually not that radical in the reform community, because he does have all the big pieces. And most importantly, he's clearly learned three of the big lessons from 94, and they are: you've got to be humble. You're not going to write the perfect bill in an administration alcove and deliver it like a sculpture unveiling before the public square. You've got to make sure you've got some bipartisan support. And you've got to let others take credit. And that's part of why Senator Daschle's the right guy. He knows how to work the Senate. He knows how to work the Congress. He knows how to work different kinds of thoughts together into a whole that can make a successful package last.
And, Len, at the center of his thought seems to be this idea that you build on what we already have, the healthcare system we already have in this country, and create a public-private hybrid.
Well, that's right, and that's in many ways, that's the simplest way to go from where we are to where we need to be, because that is what we have now. What he's really talking about is just like President-elect Obama, and for that matter, a lot of the other candidates in the campaign. Indeed, even many Republican ideas are very much in this mix. You want to make a marketplace that works for everyone. You want to have information play a much bigger role than it does now. You want to have incentives to be improved. You've got to do all that. The idea behind the board is really, in some sense, a metaphor for getting some of the micromanagement decisions out of Congress and into the hands of people and the people who understand the system better.
Well, Len, I'm heartened to see and hear how many of the policy folks in Washington are terrified about repeating the mistakes of 93 and begin almost every sentence saying, we learned our lesson back then. But if the lesson is to have bipartisan cooperation and to delegate a lot of credit out to folks across the aisle, can you really get the radical reform that's necessary to deal with the scale of the problem that's grown since 93?
Well, I don't want to imply it's easy, and I certainly don't want to imply it's going to happen in 5 minutes. But I do think, in fact, the only way you're going to get the serious changes we need is if we do it on a bipartisan basis. You've got to have wide support for these kinds of changes in order to accomplish them. And I think what you've got here is a man who is dedicated to achieving that. Now, that doesn't mean every single Republican is going to sign on, or for that matter, every single Democrat will sign on. But it does mean that it's entirely possible, and that's what a lot of us who do this for a living know, it's entirely possible to fashion a set of policies that will work, that will attract broad support, and that's the task before us.
Len, before we go, how do you think the condition of the economy is going to affect any of these hopes for the future of health care?
Well, you know, on the one hand, it is worrisome, obviously, to have our economy in such dire straits that it's in. On the other hand, it is clearly true. Once we realized as a nation we face such an existential threat to our economy, in a way, the health policy conversation in Washington, along with other conversations, got more serious. People realize we have to think about what really matters. And when you think about what really matters, our health care system and the health of our people and being able to afford a health care system that works for everyone is a very, very high priority. And the president-elect has been clear on that and unshaking in that. Senator Baucus and other leaders in Congress have been very clear on that.
Mm-hmm.
And Senator Daschle today would articulate that, I'm quite sure.
Well, well said. Thank you so much, Len Nichols.
Glad to be here.
Len Nichols is director of the Health Policy Program at the New America Foundation, and he was coming to us from Arlington, Virginia.